Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Christmas Eve morning. Checking farm news now. More than 20,300 employees of the U.S. Department of Agriculture have left in the first 5 months of the President Donald Trump administration. That's about one-fifth of the staff. This, according to a report from USDA's Office of Inspector General. Three-quarters of those employees left USDA through a financial incentive program offered as part of the Trump administration's efforts to shrink the size of the federal government. The rest left through resignation, retirement, termination, or other pathways. More than 5,800 employees left the Forest Service, 2,673 the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Animal Plant Health Inspection Service lost 2,105, and the Farm Service Agency lost 806, or 24% of their workforce. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is engaging in unprecedented collaboration with the Make America Healthy Again movement. This signals a shift in federal environmental policy. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has previously attempted to remove EPA head Lee Zeldin due to his pesticide policies, but has since the two have forged a rapport, leading Zeldin to consider a MAHA agenda addressing issues like lead pipes and food waste. The EPA's newfound friendliness, in stark contrast to earlier dismissive interactions, highlighting a turning point in environmental governance. There was a recent sit-down between the top U.S. Environmental Protection Agency officials have held multiple meetings with members of the Make America Healthy Again movement, indicating their growing influence on the Trump administration. The meetings were facilitated by Administrator of the EPA, Lee Zeldin. But it shows a shift in federal environmental policy favoring vaccine restrictions and reduced chemical exposure. Well, as far as traveling to Grandma's house, the forecast should feature mild and dry for the eastern two-thirds of the country, with one exception.
Places from generally northern Montana, North Dakota, extending eastward into the northeast, we'll be seeing a series of disturbances there across the north that could lead to periods of snow, sleet, and freezing rain or rain, depending on exactly the location and the system.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says Christmas week weather for the country east of the Rockies will feature mild conditions at above normal temperatures.
Christmas Day, we are looking at temperatures likely reaching into the 70s. As far north as western South Dakota and much of Texas, we'll see temperatures above 80 degrees.
This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back checking markets.